So, good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Cathy.
We've just said we would do a recording for Relationship Health Rookies, and we wondered about exploring the issue of the distinction between internal relationship health and external relationship health. As and I, well, certainly for me, this is one of the key distinctions when we think about distinction between relationship health and mental health. So there we go, Jack. What's your understanding of the distinction between internal and external relationship
External.
health?
Okay, so internal relationship health is my relationship with me, and that would include the boundaries that I put in place in relation to others or for myself. It would be how I respect myself or disrespect myself. It was how I meet my needs. So sometimes I might look externally for the need to be liked or need to be accepted or to be loved. But the internal health is when I'm able to offer that to myself.
Yeah. So there's lots and lots of research, isn't there, on what on attachment theory, which talks about the difference between secure and insecure relationships. But I think it's only really just now that people are starting to talk about so under the frame of internal family systems, we're thinking about how what happens externally gets represented internally in the relationships and the way that we talk to ourselves. And generally, when we've had difficult experiences in our external relationships, often we end up talking to ourselves in pretty difficult and unpleasant ways, or different parts of us talk to ourselves in different unpleasant ways, and we don't even realize that we're doing that. And but when that's happening out of awareness, then often our relationships with other people in the present moment, not just our past one, in the present moment, in our current relationships, are often coloured by the fact that our internal place is not in a good, it's not in a very happy place. We're not supporting to ourselves, not supportive of ourselves, and didn't even really know that that was what was needed. So we were kind of looking outside ourselves to feel happier. But the research evidence is very clearly saying, in order for our external relationships to be happier, then this internal work is really key.
Now, the thing that I was thinking when you were talking is that, say you were raised in an environment where it wasn't okay or acceptable to be angry, or it wasn't okay or acceptable to feel the full range of a difficult emotion. So what usually happens then is we might internalize that as we're bad or we're wrong or shameful. And so as we move into adulthood, it may be that you squash down your anger, or you squash down your need to express a full range of emotion and just stay quite muted. Or there might be certain emotions that were not acceptable or were rewarded or not tolerated that you really have not integrated into your way of being going into adulthood, and you might have split off from that aspect of your being.
Yeah, I mean, so you said when f certain feelings are not acceptable in a family, we can get confused between the adults who were caring for us found those feelings difficult and didn't like us to express them. And then we can get a bit confused between there's something wrong about that feeling in for this other person. Somebody found this difficult, and there's something wrong about me. And those two get very muddled up when we haven't done some personal self-discovery, really. We get confused about what's specific and what's general around
Yeah.
experiences.
And there's something, because it's not normally explicitly named. It's not normally named that I can't manage anger, so therefore I need you to not be angry. It's not as explicit as that. It's more of
Oh, for
a
goodness sake, get a
feeling.
grip. Stop fussing.
So often we
Don't speak to me
interpret.
like that.
Yeah, so we'll interpret the truth, and often it is about something that we're bad or we've done wrong or we're not okay, or it will be that other person's not okay. But I think quite often we tend to turn it in on ourselves and make it about us, because
That's
those
what
kinds of
couples do,
experience
isn't it?
happen in it. Yeah, those kinds of experience happen as our emergent sense of self is forming.
I
So
think
what
it's really important to remember that as children, we do hold adults in a very specific role. You know, we kind of imagine, for good or worse, that they know it. They are in charge. They've got our best. You know, they understand it all. And if what they say is true, and therefore we can assume that what they say is true, even if it might be very critical of us, because we've just come to the conclusion they must be right, because we're kind of these large, very overwhelming figures in our lives. And it's only later that we kind of tease out that actually some of the things that we were told aren't necessarily true at all, or the conclusions that we drew about what they seem to say to us, perhaps we've drawn the wrong conclusion. But I think it's just the way the child sees the world in terms of being small and in a very confusing big space, where those confusions are really common for them to happen, particularly around intense emotion.
And lots of people never question that. So they go through their lives and they gravitate towards those that will support that map that they've got of themselves. I guess the other thing I was thinking as you're talking is not just our family environment, it's the wider culture, the messages that come from the wider culture.
Yeah, for sure,
And
for sure.
they're not always explicit neither.
That's we just go along assuming that's just the way it is, because that's what we've always been told. And so
Yeah.
coming to awareness that there's a much wider set of potential possible ideas about life takes time, doesn't it, really? You have to have some exposure to different perspectives or different ideas about yourself and about other people for to even entertain the possibility that there's a different way of seeing something.
Yeah. And be open and to be inflexible, because I'm thinking like old beliefs in the wider culture was like a men were the breadwinners and the women stayed at home, and that would create a particular tension within themselves or between each other if they didn't fit that mold.
Yeah,
And it wasn't often supported in the wider community for them to step out of that mold.
I've been doing a lot of thinking recently about this idea of these sort of five developmental stages and how we can kind of function fairly well. You know, we can get through our life at this stage three, where relationships are fairly transactional. We don't do an awful lot of thinking about our internal experience because it's all a bit difficult and jumbled up. So we kind of function just about fairly superficially, you know, and some of those relationships can be quite friendly and supportive and respectful, and some can be very toxic. But the stage where we start to do some investigating, kind of what I'd call stage four, about what I'm feeling and thinking inside, which might contradict what other people are saying. And oh, other people might be behaving in interesting ways, perhaps because of things that have happened to them. That's sort of stage four, and takes quite a lot of time to develop, to be really more solid in the understanding that what you're telling yourself inside really does have an impact on how you experience yourself in the world and how you behave in the world. And I feel it really changes the way we understand the role of parents, because parents used to be very much focusing on, okay, behavior, of let's control behavior, whereas a modern understanding of the way the brain works is that parents and adults in responsible roles rather, have a kind of role in and helping the child develop an internal relationship with himself that is supportive rather than hostile, ideally. You know, if we've got that understanding, ideally that it's an internally supportive relationship. And
Yeah.
that demands a certain level of understanding and maturity in the adult for that to happen. Which, you know, is very, it's you know, we don't know, do we, at the moment, when we work with families, we see some families, we've done a lot of thinking around, you know, who they are in the world, what they want to do in their parenting, what their role is. And some people have really not started to think about that at all. And it's never
Yeah.
occurred to them. So we've kind of got a very, very mixed sort of picture in the population as a whole about understanding on these issues.
Yeah. And then I was thinking about moving about into identity, but I'm not sure if I've come to a full stop with understanding and explaining what we believe is internal
That's probably enough for now for otherwise
relationship.
but let's pick it up in another video, in another audio, because that's probably quite a lot in that one already. I'll stop
Yeah,
yeah
okay.
I'll stop it there.